Vincent Jenna is with us. Vincent is a psychic medium, a spiritual leader, a real-life Ghostbuster. Vincent, what do the movies get right and what do the movies get wrong when it comes to ghosts?
Their appearance, the fact that they can slime you, that's all hysterical. And, of course, it's sensational to instill fear and comedy and laughing. What they got, also demons. They got that wrong. There are no such thing as demons. They're just very, very angry lost souls, but there are no such things as demons because there's no such thing as the devil. So there's no greater force. They can't take you over. They cannot possess you unless you give up your will totally. But just like in the living, if you have a friend or somebody that you're following and you're influenced by what they say, that's exactly what you can do with some lost soul who's speaking in your ear going, yeah, she's rotten, she's horrible, you should be mad at her, you know, and you follow them that way. So that part is usually wrong when they depict it in the movies. What's right is where they can be. They're all over the place. They're walking, they're roaming, they can be in an elevator, they can be in the bookstore, they can be sitting right next to you in a radio studio right now, Bill.
Although you say there isn't the devil, being Catholic, I believe in heaven and hell and the devil.
Okay, well, if you're Catholic, then you need to listen to the new Pope because he just pronounced that there is no such thing as hell. It was a metaphor, just the same as the story of Adam and Eve. The Pope just came out with that because we all knew of that. We're the ones who create heaven and hell. And believing in Catholicism, it was Jesus who said, the kingdom of heaven lies within you. It is not a place. And so we forget that part. So we can make heaven and hell here, or we can make heaven and hell over there. And if you don't think we're going through some hell right now, then forget it. We're going through that, right?
Amen.
Wendy, you just got religious.
Right. So I did.
With you.
All right, we have a caller who wants to ask a question to you, and we don't have a lot of time. We have Vincent Jenna on the line, psychic medium and spiritual leader. And this is Kim who has a question for you. Kim, Vincent Jenna.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Hey, Kim. Hey, I'm doing great. I knew that. How are you? I know that too. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, you kind of just touched on it. What happens to these people that are doing these unspeakable tragedies and killing all my niece and everything is horrible?
I totally understand that. They get a one-way ticket right to the other side, the higher dimension, because while that's going on, one of the things that we don't understand on Earth is the past, present, and the future are all happening at the same time. When there's an event like that that is about to come up, we are surrounded by higher guides, angels, loved ones, everything all around us to help. They can't stop it, they can't influence it, but they can help transcend you. I was a hospice social worker for several years, and I actually helped some of my patients cross over, and inevitably there was always a loved one there, there was a guide, an angel, your higher self, and you never leave and go there alone. So they were surrounded and they were protected in that way. So have no fear for the people who cross over. I would be paying more attention to those who are perpetrating and the people left here.
Well, that was my question. When they blow themselves up, these suicide bombers, what happened to them?
Believe it or not, this is the one thing that people don't want to hear. Hitler's on the other side, too. There is no hell. It's just a different dimension. Now, is he getting a lot of schooling and a lot of help to understand that so many of his choices were very low? Yes, he is. Is he evolving? He has a chance to evolve, but there's no guarantee to that. But there is no place where he's getting punished. I guarantee you this, he's punishing himself, because all the souls that I work with who's crossed over, those who are the perpetrators who've raped people, hurt people, killed people, they come to me, and when I've got one of their loved ones here or somebody that they know that they've hurt, they're trying to get the message of, I'm sorry, I was wrong, to that person to help the healing and the living. So they're hurting too on the other side. So understand that we are divine beings, spiritual beings having a physical experience, not the other way around. So we do reach that spiritualness when we get to an area and a place that condones it and allows it. So the other dimensions are always more helpful than these limited ones, okay?
Kim, thank you so much for calling. And really quickly, yesterday, Bill, you had talked about this motorcyclist in Kentucky.
Sure.
Who died in an accident,
right?
And there was a picture of what appeared to be, in my opinion, smoke, but it was supposedly his spirit lifting up. Eileen, you wanted to bring up that photo?
Yeah, I wanted to find out what he thought about that. Is that truly possible?
Absolutely.
That you can see the soul lift out of the person?
Yes. As a hospice social worker, I always told the caregivers when the soul just left, because they look at the body, you can always tell. You look at the body and all you see is an empty shell after the soul has left. Prior, you still see somebody there, but afterwards, it's an empty shell. And I have seen, and others have felt energy. It really depends upon how open you are. So I feel completely blessed that I've actually seen the soul. Don't be amazed by that. Understand that that's a blessing and one of the miracles of life. And it proves the continuity of life. So, yes, that is an absolute positive picture to show that.
Thank you, Eileen. And when I saw my mom after she had passed away, we weren't with her when the spirit left her. But I'm telling you right now, when I looked at her, there was no doubt in my mind that she wasn't in there anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. And one of the listeners has said, you know, Vincent, if you were extremely short and had a warrant for your arrest, you'd be a small medium at large.
Oh, how about
that? So we just wanted to end on a happy note.
Absolutely. And I hate being considered medium. I'm always trying to be a larger.
Sure, of course you are. When there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Vincent Jenna, that's who you're going to call. VincentJenna.com is his website. It's spelled Vincent the traditional way and then G-E-N-N-A. Vincent, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, sir.
You too. I'll be out to visit Chicago real soon.
Excellent.
All right, we'll keep
Stop
us
by.
Posted. Yeah.
I will. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye, Vincent.